I'm Aaron Schachter, and this Be the World. On this program, we occasionally ask new immigrants to tell their stories, where they're from, why they're here, and so on. So for today's First Days, I'm at Plymouth Plantation in what's now southeastern Massachusetts. I'm looking to talk with a couple of new arrivals from England and ask them about their Thanksgiving meal. With me are William and Alice Bradford, not long from England. William, why did you move to America?
It was a consequence of having left England some 13 years before, emigrating to the place called Holland. And yet we did not find living there to be a place more than a refuge for our church, and that I would want as many of our congregation to live where we would be able to form a civil body politic of godly Christian men. This being impossible in Holland, sought the king's permission that we might inhabit part of the new world, and this was granted to us. And so, somewhat excited and pleased, and yet naturally worried of the possibilities, myself and my first wife Dorothy agreed that we would go aboard a ship called Speedwell. Ultimately we ended up on Mayflower, and I did see these shores for the first time on the 9th of November 1620, looking from that ship.
And William, I hear it was a tough journey.
It was rather miserable, though I would rate it the second worst sea voyage I've been upon, chiefly for that fact that Mayflower was never in any danger of sinking. The journey from England to Holland was actually somewhat worse, and I learned on that occasion that if the sailors begin to pray rather than their ordinary cursing, there is truly trouble.
And Alice, how about you? How do you like life here?
I think that this place is everything that William assured me that it would be. As he himself just spake, it is a good place, it is a hopeful place, and here I can see that God has prospered us some already, and I hope he will continue to so do. I find it to my liking, this place.
It must be pretty different, though, from where you came from.
Master, it is very different from everywhere else that I have ever lived, and I have lived in a great many places for an English woman. I grew up in the West Country of England, went into Amsterdam when I was 12, and lived there for almost 10 years. Amsterdam, one of the most beautiful cities in the whole world, I think. And then lived in London with my late husband, and then back to the West Country. But this is like none of those places, I can well assure you of that.
What's the difference?
Truly, this is the wilderness. When I first laid my eyes upon this place, I imagined that what I beheld, that must be what England looked like 1,000 years ago when the Romans first arrived. And yet, surrounded on all sides by this vast wilderness, was a little town, the very beginnings of Christian civilization out in the wilderness. And I thought, here we can do God's work.
William and Alice, it's 1627 now. How are you getting along with the locals?
I would say in the whole of the time that I have been here, which is since 1623, I have never seen no great trouble with any of them. And I am pleased to say that the Indian Emperor Massasoit, his chiefest wife, though he hath five wives, four or five of his princes and about 100 of his men were guests at our wedding, along with many of the townspeople, on the 14th of August in that same year I arrived. And we have been at peace with them since the time I come.
Indeed, I myself was not entirely certain that the Indian king would come to render such honours, but I would tell you, Master, they have been honourable in their dealings with me ever.
Alice, you talked a little bit about the differences between your old life and your new life. What about the food?
I do try to continue to cook the way that I was raised to, English cooking. I think the greatest differences that I have encountered since coming over here, cooking on a wood fire instead of coal or peat, that takes a little bit of getting used to, and I will admit I blackened a pot more than once in adopting new methods. And the other thing most queer to me here is this Indian corn. I ain't never seen nothing like it before in my life. It maketh as pleasant a meat as rice, but it is a great deal of work to grow it, to harvest it, to dry it, to grind it into flour and meal, and then to prepare it. Though once it is cooked, it is light of digestion and easily fills up your belly.
So what is this this day of Thanksgiving I hear about that you had after your first harvest in America?
Oh, now I wonder if it is curious, for within our church, and I crave I shall not be long or tedious, so my neighbors may say I can be at times, within our church we hold that the only proper holidays are the Sabbath, which is Sunday, of course, and then also days of humiliation and days of thanksgiving. In 1623, we suffered a very serious drought when the rains did come and sweetly soak our fields. We had a day of thanksgiving, and indeed the natives wondered, for why do we have a day of church when it is not Sunday? There was, though, Master, a feast that I did order in 1621, that we should have some relief after the harvest. I ordered 4 men would go out and shoot fowl, and they shot so many birds you could feed the town for near a week. I was much amazed when there should come 90 warriors, and Master Sowit himself, and painted as they do, and it was actually rather awkward, for we had all of 43 people, and what should be a feast for 43 might not so for 90 warriors. Yet the natives seemed to recognize the same, and when courtesy was of course offered to them, the native king caused his warriors to slay a number of deer which were presented to the town, and more unprecedented did cause native women and children to come forth. There may have been as many as 200 of them over the course of 3 days, and I think it may have become more entertainment than we intended.
So, William Bradford, you came up with this Day of Thanksgiving. Did you intend for it to be an annual event?
I should not think so, sir. It was appropriate once, but there is no reason that there should be a Thanksgiving repeated year after year. I wonder at times if I am sometimes associated with things that I shall be thought to have intended for one thing, and then people shall presume that I intended something else. At the time, it was simply a means of relief for all those who had worked so hard and suffered so much through that first year.
Now, Alice, I know you're very religious, and I respect that, but do you sing at all?
Oh, certainly. We sing in church. We will sing the Psalms, for those are directly from the Scriptures, and we use Henry Ainsworth's Psalter as our preferred book of music, if you will, for church services. But I think most everyone does sing, for that is the instrument that God hath given us to make a joyful noise. And there's country tunes, and there's rounds, and Psalms, and such things as that.
Could you pick one for us and sing it?
My pleasure. Shout to Jehovah, all the earth. Serve ye Jehovah with gladness. Before him come with singing mirth. Know that Jehovah, he God is.